This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, one house destroyed and another extensively damaged at Freehill Black Rock. The first batch of a shipment of new garbage trucks arrive on the island as the SSA promises increased frequency of collections. The cost of coconut water set to increase this Christmas, as Barvin reports some vendors have already implemented a price increase. A policeman among six people charged in a multi-million dollar scam in Jamaica. And Israel strikes Syria targeting suspected chemical weapons and missile facilities. Good afternoon, I'm Barry Wilkinson. The details to the news just ahead. One house has been destroyed and another extensively damaged in a fire at Boyce Road, Freehill, Blackrock, St. Michael. The blaze has left an elderly man homeless. The Barbados Fire Service said they received a report about the fire just before 8:30 this morning. They responded promptly and brought the blaze under control. Station officer Roger Bourne briefed the media at the scene.
Dispatch received a call to house fire here at Boyce Road, Freehill, Blackrock, approximately 28 minutes after 8 this morning. Quick response from the Port Fire Station and Bridgetown Station averted a completely destroyed, two houses being involved, and at least only one was destroyed, a one wooden house. The wall house has extensive damage, but due to the quick response, the fire is currently under control at this time, and we're doing mopping up actions.
Station officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Roger Bourne. Meantime, fire victim Calvin St. Clair Searles said he was in his backyard when a neighbor alerted him that his home was burning.
I was in the yard. I didn't even know the house was burning. The truth is this here, when it came out, then a lady came in. I because I came from the back and the front side of the body here, sparks, boom, and the glass started to fly. But I was going back in the house. He said, man, look, don't go back inside there. I better start from the back. The lady wanted to see because she was going in that direction. Because if it was signing the back, I'd be able to turn off something or something, but no, that's the whole thing.
Fire victim Calvin St. Clair Searles. Also at the scene, a member of parliament for the area, Neil Rowe, said he is working to ensure that Mr. St. Clair Searles receives assistance.
I already called the welfare department and the Ministry of People and Empowerment to put the necessary things in place to assist Mr. St. Clair in every way possible. You know, right now, you know, it's a very unfortunate situation, especially at this time of the year. And Mr. St. Clair, who is an elderly gentleman in the community, I assured him that I would do everything possible to, you know, provide all the necessary things that he would need, obviously, to get him going until he could get back on his feet.
Member of Parliament for St. Michael Northwest, Neil Rowe. The first dozen of shipment of 26 new garbage trucks have arrived in the island as the Sanitation Service Authority promises more regular garbage collection by January, with plans for even further improvement in service by the end of the first quarter of 2025. Chairman of the SSA, Ramon Allen, tells Starcom Network News, a shortage of trucks has been affecting their service, but relief is coming. He disclosed that the first batch of new trucks arrive in the island on Thursday and should be on the road by the end of this week, and more vehicles are scheduled to arrive by year end.
The problem presently is the low availability of trucks. The reality is that the present fleet has an average age of near 20. So the issue isn't just maintenance. We have an aged fleet, and the fact is that it was not remedied earlier than it should have been 10 plus years ago. So we now have to replace a fleet in very short order and obviously at great expense. We've ordered 26 new trucks. 12 are already on the island. Hopefully those 12 will be in service by the end of this week, and it should have an immediate impact on the regularity of collection service.
Mr. Allen says the SSA has a mandate to increase the frequency of garbage collections from next year.
For the new year and the first quarter of the new year, the intention is to increase the frequency of collections for the entire island, as the mandate that has been given to us by central government. And it is the hope that the purchase in total of 26 plus trucks would give us that ability to have increased collections going by first quarter 2025. By early next year, we should have a fleet in the region of 50. We'll make assessments as to what type of numbers would allow us to deliver the increased frequency island-wide. The mandate is for two collections a week island-wide, and that's what we're aiming for. Right. But certainly the issue of staggered or impacted weekly collections will be gone by January, and by the end of that first quarter, we want to be having the increased collections.
That was Chairman of the SSA, Ramon Allen, in the Lunchtime Edition. The cost of coconut water is set to increase as vendors raise concerns about the rise in production cost. Roving Communications Officer of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Barvin, Robert Maloney, explained to Starcom Network News that they can no longer absorb the price increases they are facing.
There's an increase right now in bottles. Also, to have persons to do the climbing. We know that is a very risky job. Many persons have to go quite a few feet into the air to harvest the coconut. So right now, most coconut climbers, they are not opting out for nothing less than $100 a day. And it can be $100 to at least $200, depending on how much trees they climb, showing the sort of prices that the coconut vendors incurring. And then you have to also have persons to help you distribute your coconut water. You have to pay for the cutter, a person who will cut the coconuts to make sure that it's bottled for persons to get in the carried away bottles. So all of these things are incurring a price.
He added that some vendors have already implemented the markup, stating that private owners of coconut trees have raised their prices from 60 cents to $1 per coconut.
Vane Newton currently used to be sell at $15. Now they were forced, seeing the challenges that they were facing, to put on at least a dollar. So now you would get that half-gallon bottle of coconut water fresh at $16, where before you was getting it at $15. Most persons around the island might be still at the $15 a bottle, but contemplating at least carrying it to $16. And depending, it might even go a little higher.
Roving Communications Officer of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Robert Maloney. In the region, a policeman is among six people due to appear in the Kingston and St. Andrew Parish Court in Jamaica, charged in a multi-million dollar scam that targeted an elderly customer of the National Commercial Bank. The Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency in a statement said that the 35-year-old police constable, Morlando Rowe, and the others have all been accused with breaches of the Proceeds of Crime Act and the Larceny Act. They were formally charged last Friday, following the arrest last week. The six are suspected of being part of a wide cybersecurity-enabled crime group, and the police said the arrest and charge demonstrate the agency's resolve to dismantling and disrupting organized criminal enterprises. Israel has confirmed it is carrying out airstrikes on Syria to target suspected chemical weapons and missile sites. Gideon Saar, the country's foreign minister, said this was to stop weapons falling into the hands of extremists following overthrow of the Assad regime. Media reports suggest there have been dozens of Israeli airstrikes in the past 2 days, including on a site in Damascus, said to have been used for rocket development by Iranian scientists. Recapping the headlines. One house destroyed and another extensively damaged by fire at Freehill Blackrock. The first batch of a shipment of new garbage trucks arriving on the island as the SSA promises increased frequency of collections. The cost of coconut water set to increase this Christmas as Barvin reports some vendors have already implemented a price increase. A policeman among six people charged in a multi-million dollar scam in Jamaica. And Israel strikes Syria, targeting suspected chemical weapons and missile facilities. That was the Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.